Well, Coach, just a great win tonight. Your girls were down as many as 8, I think, midway through that third quarter, but they battled the whole way, battled that entire fourth quarter, and I'm sure you're happy with the outcome.
Yeah, we knew Grace Nelson was going to be a ton, as always, so we got down a couple times to 8, 10 points, and we just made a couple clutch baskets, a couple clutch rebounds here and there, and then happened to make some free throws at the end. So, yeah, we're happy with our effort tonight.
You touched on it there a little bit. Grace Nelson, one of the best players in the state. You guys did a lot of different things to try to slow her down, and the way that she can just make shots, it's tough to play any sort of defense against her.
Oh, yeah. We had to throw, you know, different things at her and different people on her just to hopefully frustrate her, but she's so smooth and slick, it's hard to hold her down, but we did try our best tonight.
Talk about the game from Gracie Eckert. Did just an amazing job, really on both sides of the ball. She was guarding Grace Nelson throughout the game and knocked down a few clutch free throws and had some nice threes as well.
Yes, and she's rolling on an injured ankle and a broken pinky toe, so she's toughing it out and playing hard. So hopefully we get through next week and she can get some well-deserved rest over Christmas break.
One player I kind of want to highlight, Carmen Olson. She knocked down the big three that gave you guys the first lead of the second half, I believe. And then throughout the time, she was also guarding Grace Nelson. Did, I thought, a good job on her. Just talk about the effort she had tonight.
Yeah, Carmen, we want her to do a lot of scoring for us. And sometimes she's too unselfish, and we want her to be a little more selfish. But we thought if we put a bigger body on Grace sometimes tonight, Carmen's a little taller, a little wider. Hopefully that would frustrate her some. So, but she's still just tough to guard. But our girls did a great job tonight.
And of course, this was a team all last year you had great battles with, and you knew coming in that this wasn't going to be an easy win.
Oh no, especially after, you know, Vandalia played super the other night and the girls were kind of down, but you just got to forget about that, come out, practice hard yesterday, and move on to the next game, because our schedule any given night, it's a ball game with our tough schedule.
Yeah, and really, do you think games like this give the girls that great momentum boost and a good confidence boost as they get closer and closer to the end of the season?
Oh, yeah. You know, we had St. Anthony. We went to overtime. We had a great game at Altamont tonight. Neoga's tough. Brownstown, North Clay. I mean, there's never a night off in the NTC, and we just got to be ready to go.
Of course, you said got a tough schedule coming up with Tri-County, Newton, and Flora all next week. So, really, where are you guys looking to go from there?
Well, we'll get Christmas break, then we get back and we get a shot at Dietrich again, who beat us here, and the girls are looking forward to that, but we got to get through next week. We got out of that Dietrich tournament and added some big teams, and those were three of the teams we added there right before Christmas.